with Paul, you know Paul will be there with his guitar and he'll be ready to play, and if you ain't ready to play, he'll be on the stage at the right time. He'll have a drink in his hand and he'll have plenty of energy and he'll do his best, and that's enjoyable. And I think everybody got that vibe. And that's when we toured, Paul didn't necessarily have the same technique as Michael, but Paul was a very, very good guitar player, even better now actually. But it's the vibe that UFO came out with live, I think, and Paul captured it. It was a gang, a party.
First album with Paul, No Place to Run, was produced by George Martin. What was it like working with him?
George, it was funny actually. He's like the English gentleman. We recorded it in the Caribbean at Montserrat, and George would stop for six for a gin and tonic, and dinner would be at eight and stuff like that. And we're thinking, well, you can't get coke into the Caribbean. stuff like that. But there's all the weed in there and stuff like that over there. It was great working with George. It's different though, because the only thing with that album, George mixed it down a bit. It was like how the Beatles were. I mean, considering that George and Jeff Emerick was the other person on the album, Jeff Emerick and George produced Sgt. Pepper's, for instance. Jeff was on a whole bunch of the Beatles albums as well as George. So it's funny, there's two ways of looking at George. George is somebody, he's such a nice person, he gets the band to work because you're with George. But the one thing I do realise, how much John and Paul, or the Beatles, were, and he recognised a band is a band. And he doesn't actually ask you, it doesn't change you very much. He asks you to do what you can do, and he captures it in his way.
Do you think he added more of a pop flavour to that album when he was doing
the mix down? Yeah, it was a lighter album. I was disappointed in the mix, to be truthful. With the songs I've heard, when George went home, we were in the studio, he said, like, turn the mix up ourselves and do it. I mean, this is for me, it got mixed in London, actually, but we were in the Caribbean, sort of thing, so we'd take full advantage of it. So George would be like, stop it, okay, boys, stop now, then. And, I'm off now, see you lunchtime tomorrow, that sort of thing, and but blow that, George. And so I did hear, I was slightly disappointed in that respect to that album, because there was a lot of balls in it which I thought were lost in the mix.
How did you guys get hooked up with him in the first place to do that record?
I think because Ron Nevison wasn't available and we were due to make an album, and George was involved with Chrysalis Records. They got an investment into this. He's got a studio, Air Studios in London and Air Studios in Montserrat, and George, it's weird because in UFO in England, in America, we're having top 30 albums, but we didn't have singles, which suited us because we were a reasonable concert draw. But in Europe, we were having top 20 singles as well, and George lived in England, and we liked the band, and I think he wanted to move into something with a bit more, rock. It was a good Caribbean holiday, I'll tell you.